Radio 1. Mount Douglas Park in sunny Saanich is touted as a natural oasis in an otherwise busy urban area. So, if it's a nexus of calm and quiet, why do parts of the park sound like this? Cordova Bay Road. It's one of the commuter thoroughfares cutting along the east side of Mount Douglas Park, and if you're near one of the roads, you'd be hard-pressed to hear the sounds of nature over the noise of traffic. But Mount Doug does have a very quiet area, or two, or three, and that's what this story is about. The Friends of Mount Douglas Park Society are creating what they call a soundscape map, highlighting where the park is quiet and where it's noisy. Michael Timchuk met Society President Daryl Wick, and they started their conversation at the busy edge of Cordova Bay Road, walking into the park in search of quiet.
Well, we feel that quiet, or natural sounds, is something that needs to be protected. In order to protect something, you have to identify what it is, document it, point out the places where it is, make a record of it. And so that's what we're trying to do. And what we're doing as a first step is making a trails sound map, where the trail lines are color-coded according to lack of sound or how much car sound you hear. And we hope to produce that by having volunteers walk through the park, and as they do, make a recording of how quiet it is or how much car sound they can hear.
Now, you mentioned the importance of trying to protect quiet areas, but to do that you have to document where they are. When you say that, it suggests that you can somehow down the road mitigate sound, but really what can you do about it?
Well, there are some things. Let me just mention here, we're walking on gravel. There's something we've actually measured that when we walk here, it's, for people to understand decibels, it's a 20 dB increase in sound just from this gravel.
Oh.
And so what we want to do, for example, that's a way of mitigating it, is that we can put a different surface over the gravel that's quiet for walking. Now the gravel's going to stop up here and you'll see the difference. It's just amazing. What actually got us started was there's a cell tower on top of Mount Douglas. The equipment needs air conditioning, and they upgrade or change the fans, replace some old ones. But the sound level was horrendous. People go up there to enjoy the view, and they're overtaken by this huge fan noise. We had discussions, and they did turn it down. So we thought, maybe we better document this. And so we started on the sound map, and then it just the project just grew from there. And so now we're looking at the whole park, where we can identify the quiet areas or how quiet it is. And it's a long-term documentation project, but it's also for the benefit of the people that want to walk in the park. And the gravel 10 meters up ahead stops, which I walk in there and see the difference. Whereas now we'll be starting on natural earth. It's definitely a lot quieter.
Now, have we reached the quiet spot yet?
Yes, we have.
Oh,
anywhere. This whole area. Huge area.
Okay, I want to stop for a second now. I want to appreciate the quiet. Okay, so we're now at the quiet spot. What does it do for you?
I love it. We should be here earlier in the morning when the birds are singing. They tend not to sing as much quite in the afternoon, but there are some. I see some over there near us. This actually is probably, this area, quiet area is probably 10% of the park. It's just a rough estimate. It's a large area. There are other quiet areas in the park, some isolated smaller ones, but this is by far the biggest.
And when you're measuring quiet, now this would be on the decibel scale.
I just happen to have a meter here, and let's just see what it says. Well, it's saying the high 30s.
All right. And then by the road?
Oh, I would say it's 70, past experience is 70 to 80 decibels. When you're right at the road and a truck or a cars come by, that's probably the loudest for sure. And it's the most prevalent. I mean, if you walk along a lot of the trails that sort of parallel the road, it's just constant car noise.
Yeah, you know, if I live in the city, in a city, I live in the downtown, I'm used to the noise. Why should someone care about quiet?
It's healthy for you, actually. In fact, looking at it the other way, noise is actually bad for you. There's a lot of influence it has on your attitude. And really, you can't appreciate nature in a loud environment. Nature, first of all, isn't there, really. And I think that's important for the future. Just, I think of how much the CRD has grown in the last decade or two decades, and certainly it's going to keep growing as fast, and so an area like this is going to become more and more valuable. Now, not everybody's going to appreciate it, that's fine, but there sure are a lot of people that do. So it is a unique area, and can't get better nature. This is as natural as you can get. It's just marvelous that this park still exists like this, and we want to keep it that way.
Daryl Wick is the president of the Friends of Mount Douglas Park Society. He was speaking with Michael Timchuk about the Society's project to create what it calls a soundscape map, highlighting where the park is quiet and where it's noisy. The Society hopes to have the map on its website by the end of the summer. By that time, but that timing depends on how many volunteers come forward to help with the mapping project. For more information, you can go to the Friends of Mount Douglas Park Society website, mountdouglaspark.ca, and click on the Soundscape Project link. It's 27 minutes after 8. This is On the Island. Serena Ryder is running out of